One of the brilliant dance scenes from the sprawling Indian Godfather-style epic, The Gangs of Wasipur. We met director Anurag Kashyap and actor Manoj Bajpayee on Movie Time last week. And I'm delighted to tell you it's now won the special jury prize at the APSAs, that's the Asia Pacific Screen Awards, in Brisbane last weekend. From an international jury, this year headed by Australia's Jan Chapman. It was edged out for Best Feature by Beyond the Hills, a Turkish film with huge international resonance, which shows how fear of outsiders invading our traditional lands can really prevent a group from looking at its own conflicts and resolving them. We're going to meet those filmmakers in just a minute, but I want to say something first about the Asia Pacific Screen Awards in their sixth year, because they are now under review by the Queensland government. They were set up after 4 years of international footwork to build an academy here in the Asia Pacific to rival those of Hollywood and Europe. They have been going for 6 years under the sponsorship of the Queensland government through Events Queensland. Now, Events Queensland is now in the process of merging with Queensland Tourism. The awards have a budget of $2.5 million. They're supported by UNESCO, by the International Federation of Film Producers, and in the last couple of years, the Asian branch of the Motion Picture Association of America kicking in to provide development money for filmmakers across the region. It takes a long time to build an academy. It has to be based on standards of excellence. And so in the past couple of years, winners of APSA's key awards have been invited to join the Academy, whose president is Jack Thompson. But now in Queensland, as Campbell Newman's government cuts arts funding, the support for APSA's is under review. The Arts Ministry doesn't want them. Screen Culture, which comes under the Arts Ministry, gets little enough from Screen Queensland, and it has been spreading its money thinner and thinner as sponsorship revenue for the Brisbane International Film Festival has declined in the last year or so. This is a national phenomenon, by the way. But it strikes me that it's a prime case for federal initiative, some long-range strategic thinking in what the government has called the Asian century. I think too often in Australia we use culture as something to hurl into the breach after a diplomatic stuff-up. For example, there's a festival of Australian films now on high rotation in India, and we all know why. But shouldn't we be listening to Asian stories as well as telling them ours? APSA's a very good example of multilateral diplomacy in the best sense, rather than these kind of reactive bilateral initiatives. It's a long-term thing, building these regional organisations. It's like building the regional bodies to deal with asylum seekers or trade relations or other issues. We need framework and multilateral relationships to make it work. And APSA, I think, is part of that. Now let's meet the creators of Beyond the Hills. The writer-director Emin Alper actually wanted to make movies, but until recently there was no government support for film in Turkey. So he became a lecturer in history and kept writing. Beyond the Hills is his first feature, and it was a Turkish-Greek co-production. Tamer Levent is a distinguished Turkish actor for many years, head of the Turkish State Theatre, and a man more accustomed to playing in Shakespeare than in movies. Here he plays a patriarch who's gathered his family together in the summer on their family land in the countryside, where they graze goats and grow olives. He has become obsessed with the nomads, whom he thinks regularly drive their goats across his land. But there are all sorts of tensions within the family, some of them around a grandson who's been traumatised by recent military service. This is a quite surprising film. About 20 minutes in, you realise this is doing something quite clever.